dog smelling like a Greg that somebody Gregged me on my birthday, Greg Ben. I am smelling like a Greg. Now somebody left me. Now I'm Greg and Greg.
From a desk in the Yay Network studios, where an actual radio show happens, it's the Greg and Greg Show with Greg and, of course, Greg. Take it away, Gregs.
Hey, what's up? It's Greg and Greg Show. I'm Greg Jake.
I'm Greg Olds.
And, man, it seems like this week has been so disjointed because I had to travel yesterday. Mm-hmm. We didn't do the show on Monday because you had to get your eyeball removed.
Yeah, my whole eyeball was removed.
You look really good for a guy who just had your whole, both of
face
your eyes removed.
Yeah, with an ice cream scooper.
Yeah. How, did it feel okay when they did that?
No, it felt very unpleasant.
Oh, they didn't heat up the ice cream scooper so that it just made a
sizzle?
A smooth slice.
It did smell
through.
A bit like bacon as they were cutting through it, which was nice. But at the same time, I was like,
you're like, oh my god, it's eye bacon.
It was a horror movie, and my doctor was the surgeon from Human Centipede.
We were talking about this earlier, the movie, both of the movies, the Human Centipede movies. Mm. And we were trying to figure out what kind of person was just sitting there one day and was like, hey, I'm going to make a movie where I surgically place your face in somebody else's ass.
I don't think he said those exact words.
It was pretty close.
But I think it was, I'm going to put your mouth on this person's butt.
And then I'm going to sew it on there. Mm-hmm. And you have to think about the sanity of that person that thought, hey, let's make this movie.
He's making another one.
If he hasn't already. Third one?
There's three Human Centipedes.
Why do we need a third one?
Why do we need a first one?
That's true. We didn't need the first Human Centipede.
We did not need the first Human Centipede.
I can't believe that he just walks, he roams free.
Mm.
I think if that should be an indication that you have a problem, a serious problem inside your head.
Mm.
To be like,
yeah, attached.
I'm gonna attach that guy's face to that guy's butt, and then I'm gonna make a movie. And you're sick. You are a sick person.
All right, I can't Human Centipede anymore because now I'm just thinking of the movie, and it's gross.
It is gross.
I have been meaning to do a hashtag stupid for a while.
Yeah, you brought this up yesterday, and I teased it on my road trip post.
Mm-hmm.
And hashtag stupid it up.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you post a link to something on Facebook, know if it's real or not.
Mm.
Apple did not send $1 billion in nickels to Samsung. Did not happen. It's a fake story.
Usually, those stories are posted by websites like The Onion or AV Club.
There's more now. There's a thing called the Herald Tribune, mm-hmm. which is great because the name is ridiculous. Like, yeah. It's perfect. It's like, oh, it sounds like a news source.
Yeah.
And they don't say that they're not doing it. Like, they're not like, oh, we're a parody site. It's a parody site.
The problem is people see somebody else who has a sense of humor posted up there. Mm-hmm. They then they read the headline and the small description of what the story is, mm-hmm. believe it, grab it, share it on their page as like, this is so true, and it just snowballs from there.
Ladies and gentlemen, New York City is not considering the Big Mac a deadly weapon, and they're not looking to ban it. It's not a true story. Do a little bit of research.
Is the story about the chicken nugget with the fiber in it, is that a real story?
With the goo?
No, I keep seeing people post stuff about chicken nuggets on Facebook, and there's a picture of a chicken nugget. It looks like it has like a clothing fiber sticking out of it.
Mm.
I don't know if that's true or not.
I have not seen this story.
Okay, yet. I've been seeing it pop up recently.
Like,
but
there
I refuse
is a
to...
lot of misinformation on people's Facebooks. If it's not from CNN or a reputable news source, it's probably not true.
There are
and
some
I
people that are
going to
say that CNN is not a reputable news source.
I'm not...
They'll say that Fox is a reputable news
source.
Well,
then they're a... If you tell me that Fox News is a reputable news source, I no longer have to talk to you.
I get my news from the HuffPost.
HuffPost's pretty good. Pretty trustworthy.
Or I'll just go to Google News, and that's where I get it. Because Google's not going to post up fake stories.
If it's just some random link that you've never heard of, the story probably isn't true. I hate to break this to you. So don't post that Samsung got paid in nickels did not happen.
Hadn't heard that story either.
It's all over my Facebook wall.
That's what happens when you take a day away from social media and all kinds of interaction like that. Because yesterday I hit the road and I just traveled and I listened to the radio and that's all I did.
Mm.
4 hours one way, 4 hours back with some meetings with some people in between.
Now, don't get me wrong. I'm not saying that these people are hashtag stupid. I'm saying that it's stupid to post the story.
Right. Read what the story. You're posting first.
Yes.
The only time you can get away with taking a headline for a story and not reading it all the way through is if you're me. Which, and you're presenting it for a radio show.
You will read the story as we go on this.
Because a lot of times it's all about just getting your reaction from the headline. Mm. I don't need to read a whole story. That's ridiculous.
You're ridiculous.
No, I'm going to go ahead and refute that and say that you're ridiculous because you think that Kanye song is good.
I played Greg Jake, Bound 2 by Kanye West.
B-O-U-N-D and the number 2,
which
Bound 2.
Which is a great song because Kanye West is a genius.
It popped up on my radar this morning.
Because you got to see Kim's big old cans.
The video.
Big old fun bags.
The video is the most ridiculously cheap thing that I've ever seen in my life.
Green screen, motorcycle, Kanye and naked Kim Kardashian.
And you can tell that Kim and her affection towards Kanye is completely fake. You would think that if that were Erica and I, well, number one, she would never agree to do that. But
number one,
two,
that's number one. Number two, you could never make a song that good.
The song is garbage.
The song is greatness.
There's not one redeeming quality about the song.
The entire song is great.
He rhymes reputable with reputable. Or so, what? Isn't that
you
what it is?
You weren't even paying attention.
It's something like that. What's the word? Preparation?
You didn't rhyme preparation.
What's the word?
I'm not telling you.
Just tell me the word.
No.
Well, all right. Go find this stupid song called Bound 2.
It was Reputation.
Reputation.
Not reputable.
He says something like, I got a reputation, and I'm rhyming that with reputation. And then I rhyme that with reputation, and I'm Kanye with a reputation.
But then he said, what it's do you ask your girl for Christmas? Have you ever asked your bitch for other bitches? It's a great song. Great song.
It's the worst song I've ever heard.
I know. You're tired.
Now the other song, the other song you played me, where the "I'm a God" song, where he says,
"I'm in this French ass restaurant. Hurry up with my damn croissants."
That's funny. That's a good line.
He's great.
There's nothing good Kanye or redeeming West. About that first Kanye song.
No, Bound 2 is goodness. Mm. It's all the goodness. It's all the good things.
He is insane.
I love him.
I'll give him that.
I love everything he does. I fully support it. Everything.
You don't think that it's over the top at times? Like, you don't think he's trying too hard?
I love it.
It's not annoying to you?
I've bought in completely to him. I am a Kanye West fanboy because I think he's great. I think he's doing what everybody else is afraid to do. Because they're all like, oh, my PR person. I don't want to offend anybody. He doesn't care.
You think he's the new Eminem?
Like, yeah, because Eminem's not Eminem-ing anymore.
No,
he's
not.
Really not Eminem-ing.
And when Eminem hit the scene, he scared everybody.
There's no rock stars anymore. Who's the rock star?
There's not any.
Name me one. Name one rock star that's out there doing crazy stuff.
Manson got big and fat, and he got complacent with his gig.
Yeah.
No, I'm not going to disagree that
there's
Kanye is
no
rock-starring it up.
We're at a complete lack of rock stars.
Why? What happened to people?
Because now it's like we're so worried about money now. Because in the 70s, money was nothing. Because
they didn't get paid.
They didn't get really paid. Now it's all right, we have to sell. We have to get sponsors. We have to do this. You can't do this. You can't do that. Don't do this. Don't do that. And it's cutting out. It's killing the music, man. It's killing the music, man.
I'll tell you who's a rock star.
Who?
Wednesday 13. He didn't give a damn.
I've never heard of him.
It's because he's a rock star. The real rock stars you haven't heard of yet, because they're underground rock star in it.
No, I need like mainstream rock stars.
Wednesday 13's lead singer of the Murder Dolls, by the way.
Thank you, because I'm sure that only your friend who is in the Murder Dolls knows who that guy was.
Can I show you a picture?
Sure. Is he like, is he all metaled out like,
Of course.
What am I thinking of here? Do they dress up like Slipknot-y?
It's not Slipknot-y, but it's real just, I mean, it's, there's a specific
They have
look.
A uniform.
Yeah, there's a look that they go with. It's real, like, dark glam.
Okay, so it's like a hair metal band and Slipknot had a baby.
Yes, that's exactly what it is.
And also Danzig.
That's exactly right.
Yeah, because you got Danzig right there. That's Danzig hair.
That's my boy.
That's, what's his name, Armand?
Roman. I was going to see if...
Like, this band does look like they rock pretty hard.
They're rock stars. And I was hoping to find a live shot because... I mean, these are live shots of the band. Mm-hmm. But, like, they'll go overseas and they'll play in front of 35, 40,000 people. Well, crazy. They're crazy
like
huge.
Japan?
Yeah. They get... Dude, they were in Japan when the typhoon hit.
Yeah.
Or the tsunami hit.
The tsunami earthquake thingamajigger.
Yeah, they were there when the earthquake hit. And there's video... I have video of them
rocking out.
No. Of them in the hotel, and they're just sitting there, or maybe they're at the airport or the hotel. Mm-hmm. But I mean, you start
water.
To see everything start to like sway, and you like light fixtures and all this kind of stuff, and plants and stuff starts falling over, and they're like, "What in the hell is going on?" So yeah, they were there when that earthquake hit, and they were the last plane that got to leave.
Mm.
They were on the last plane that got to leave. So they could have been stuck there for all that.
You know, I'm happy.
That's insane.
I'm happy they're alive, but it would be funny to have heard the headline, such and such casualties, and the murder dolls were lost. We lost the murder dolls.
Yep, one of America's greatest treasures, the murder dolls. Anyway, they're rock stars. You can tell.
They're totally rock stars.
Look at, that's Wednesday. Look at him. Look at little
He's
Wednesday.
He's got Gene Simmons pants on. God love him.
See, look at his crazy face.
I'm not going to lie. Japanese people look like they would eat this up.
Oh, they love it. There's that.
Cool.
Well, we're done. We got to wrap this thing up.
I need to bring back What Would You Do? Because
yeah.
We haven't done it in a long time.
Yeah.
And I know it frustrates the pants off of you. And I love it.
Put your ass to work and bring one up tomorrow. Let's do it tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
We'll send everybody off on the weekend show tomorrow.
With a nice... What Would You Do?
Great.
Where Greg's going to want to rip his hair out.
I don't have much left, but I'll do it. All right, facebook.com/TheGregAndGregShow and boo out.
Join us next time on The Greg and Greg Show. Things will probably be just as weird.